news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise, 7:42 in the morning. Thank you for joining us. Super glad to see all of you on the radio. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, we appreciate him taking good care of us. And Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom. As we mentioned, we got Allie Stevens here. She's in training to do Sunrise. She gets to do Sunrise and do the good interviews next week here on WKOK. In the studio with us, Patty Snyder is back. She is the director of the Renewed Hope Women's Home, which is part of the Hand Up Foundation. So we interviewed her a couple of months ago, and she is back. So welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be back.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in, and you're doing such a good work up there that we got to keep talking about it. And for the first time, Josh Ross is here. He's the manager of the recycling at the Hand Up Foundation, which is a very big part of their operation and, well, hopefully their fundraising as well. Recycling's in the black today. You're making money?
Recycling today is actually closed, so.
Oh, it is today.
We're only open on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays.
All right, but these days, in general, it's a moneymaker for the
actually, recycling is down right now, okay. So it's pretty rough business right now.
Okay, so just about break even. All right, well, you can keep us informed about that throughout the year. Josh Ross is also in charge of the new dollar bargain bin.
Yes, sir.
Part of the Hand Up Foundation. So, boy, I'll tell you what, that sounds like a big deal. Well, since we last spoke, Patty, bring us up to date with the Renewed Hope Women's Home. Define what that is and tell us what's happened lately.
Okay. So, the Renewed Hope Women's Home is a six-month program. And what happens is women come in for the 6 months and they are taking care of themselves. We're doing a lot of emotional work with them, but more than that, we're doing a lot of educational work and working with the relationship aspect. A lot of times they come in and their relationships are broken, so we're working with them to rebuild the relationships. We're working on employment, getting a car, doing things that will help them be stable when they leave the program. So when they come into the program, the first 3 months we're working on some of the emotional healing. The second 3 months we're working on education. We're working on helping them reestablish themselves so they're are sustainable when they leave the program. We follow them for a year or longer after the program. Each woman is given a life coach who is in touch with them the second 3 months of the program and up to a year. And hopefully after that, they've established friendship. And we all know that when you have a group of people who are supporting you, the likelihood of making a change in your life is much higher than people that don't have that support system in place.
All right, and this is also busy, thriving, you're full up, you have capacity.
Right now we are in between groups. What happens is when we graduate a group, then we take a few months to regroup ourselves. It's a lot of work for them, but it's a lot of work for us. And then we find out maybe what's worked in the program and what we'd like to change, because sometimes we do have some changes that we have to make in the program. So at this point, we are just in between taking applications for the next group.
Okay, so this you're kind of in that in-between phase. If somebody wants more information about the Renewed Hope Women's Home, handupfoundation.org is the go-to place. Every connection is there?
Yes, that would be one place. Or they can also get in touch with myself, which would be Patty with an I, S's and Sam, at handupfoundation.org.
All right, so send you an email. That would be good. All right, a new dollar bargain bin. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. We just decided to, over the years, they saw that it was a major need for more low-income items that would we have a thrift store upstairs that carries more high end items, and we just saw a need in our community for something that was more cost effective for them. So what we did is we started the dollar bargain basement for the community to help meet the community needs. They were basically saying that we needed something a little more cost effective for them. So we heard the cry of the community, and we came to meet the need. And so we'll be starting that Monday. Everything in the bargain basement will be dollar items, everything. We have a lot of great selection in there, and it's basically like a rummage. You rummage through the bins and find out what you want, and yeah.
So it's called the Dollar Bargain Basement?
Yes,
Dollar
sir.
Dollar Bargain Bin.
Well, I call them the bins because it's a bin system in there.
Okay,
but
it's the Dollar Bargain Basement is
yes,
the location.
Sir,
and where's the whole location of Hand Up Foundation? I know where it is. I could direct somebody there. I always forget which street that's on, though.
Okay, so we're kind of on two streets. So the recycling in the bargain or Dollar Bargain Basement is going to be on 275 Mahoning Street. So it's located right beside the recycling.
Okay.
And then the store, the actual Hand Up original store, is on 262 Willow. So it's kind of like a corner lot, but we hit both streets.
Okay, depending upon how which direction you come from, you can do. And the 262 Willow has which aspects of the business?
Okay, that is where you would find the Hand Up store and the office area.
I gotcha. All right. So fabulous.
And then underneath, it's kind of, we do a lot there. So underneath the office area, we have the Milton Food Bank, which we host. And we also have the New Hope Church. So we have two things down underneath the office area.
Okay, so remember the office area for some of those other aspects, 262 Willow Street. If you park somewhere nearby, you can go to either location.
Absolutely.
Right?
So they're both within a few steps from each other.
Short walking distance apart. Yeah, Hand Up Foundation is also a church that has a worship service and everything, right?
Yes, we do. We have Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, and The service, it's a ministry, so most of the service is about relationships with others, relationships with God. So we do have that going on every Sunday. And then we also, the ministry center is open for people who need a place to come in, if they need a meeting place or whatever. We have sometimes children, youth use our service area there as well.
All right, so the thrift store is there, and back to the Dollar Bargain Basement. What will I find there? Sift through the bins and tell me what's there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a bin full of women's purses, really nice items in there. We have a bin of hats, we have a bin of belts, a bin of backpacks. We have a bin of books that people can rummage through, and those are two for a dollar. Everything's a dollar, just some items might be like two for a dollar. We have some shelves of knickknacks. We also have like women's tops, bottoms, short sleeve bin, women's long sleeves. We have men's, the same categories. And then we have like infant and toddler bins for boys and girls. And then we have children's bins with their appropriate categories as well.
And you would like folks to donate these items too if they're in the community.
Absolutely.
And they have extra books, short sleeve shirts, men's clothes,
yep,
purses.
You can bring them in and donate them through recycling or through the Hand Up store upstairs. Either way, we get through the processing and get it to its respective areas. So.
Well, it sounds like a real dynamo operation. I'm honest, you got the ministries going and counseling and church and recycling and bargain bin and
We have a vehicle to work program. We have an assistance program. All of our programs are a hand up, not a handout. So We have people come in, and if they're needing some assistance in some way, what happens is we, you know, go through an application process. But what we're looking for is for them to want to give back as well. Because our staffing is minimal, so that we can give back to the community, when they come in and they volunteer to maybe get their electric bill paid, they're giving back to the community as well, because they're giving back for the next person to be able to get something. So it's just a wonderful way of doing things. So no one feels like they're just getting something for nothing, but that they're also giving back. And that's what we're based about.
Well, I think you said that last time, you're teaching people to fish. You're not just giving them a fish. That's what.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Biblical reference, right?
So yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
All right. Well, Patty Snyder and Josh Ross, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
An additional comment, please, Patty.
Yes, please. I just wanted to say that our store hours are going to be changing for the holiday. We want to kind of expand them a little bit. So the store and the Dollar Basement Bargain Bin, is going to be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 5. And we're having our grand opening for the Dollar Bargain Basement on December 2nd. So we're going to have some refreshments and some fun times and have people just see what we're all about.
Okay.
A lot of we're the best secret in the area.
Well, no argument, truly.
And we want to eliminate that.
Well, yeah, come back in a couple months again, and we'll keep doing this, talking about the ministries and the Dollar Bargain Basement, the Thrift Store, the Car for Work program, and the recycling, and I just missed about half of them at the Hand Up Foundation. But I thank you both so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
You can find out all about this in the holiday hours and the kickoff for the Dollar Bargain Basement at Hand Up Foundation. Foundation.org.